To you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. First, though, I want to take a minute to explain why Horlicks is so beneficial for youngsters' teeth. Well, here's the reason. Horlicks is an especially rich source of calcium and phosphorus, essential elements for proper tooth and bone development. Included regularly in the child's diet, Horlicks gives fine protection, aids greatly in the development of good, sound teeth, as well as healthy, husky bodies. That's why so many dentists recommend the use of Horlicks in the care of teeth. And that's why I suggest you get some for those youngsters of yours. They're mighty fond of Horlicks. All children are. But there's one thing you must not overlook. Take them to the dentist regularly as well. There's no substitute for that. Regular visits to the dentist and lots of wholesome, delicious Horlicks in between. You can get Horlicks, you know, from your dealer in either natural or chocolate flavor. And now let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Lum is finding that his idea of kidnapping Abner, so that in rescuing him he might become a hero in Pine Ridge, was a very poor one. The citizens of the town have become so aroused over the affair that they have made serious threats as to what they will do to the kidnappers when caught. Lum is greatly worried that the chain of evidence will eventually lead to him as the guilty party. So now, what was designed for his own advancement may result in his ruination. As we look in on our friends today, Lum has just returned to his home and is greeted by Abner, his willing captive. Listen.
What's the matter, Lum? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, you look like you just saw gold.
And he's got saw worse than that. You know what Elizabeth is in?
No, there ain't nothing happened to her, has it?
No. She's hired a detective to come out here and look for the kidnapper.
A detective?
Yeah, and he says he's got enough evidence to name the kidnappers for night.
Well, good. I can go home, Aunt Jenna.
You're going to stay right here till this thing clears up some way.
Well, now, Lum, I'm getting tired of hiding out over here, standing here by myself all day, nobody to talk to or nothing else.
Yeah, I wish you'd quit complaining about your troubles. Look at the fix I've got myself in. I just come from the barbershop just now, and I bet there's 50 men milling around down there, just standing around waiting for the detective to name the kidnapper, like a pack of hungry wolves.
Everybody's anxious to know who it is, huh?
Why, they're so dead blame wrought up over it, they're going to hang whoever he says done it, just sure as the world.
Oh, my goodness alive.
And I had to stand around down there with them and help them plan what all they're going to do to the kidnappers, knowing all the time it was me that done it.
Well, do you reckon that their detective has touched on to us, Lum?
I don't know, but I don't like the way he looks at me, I know that.
You don't?
No, he's got magnifying glasses and all that stuff. Turned around, asked me about your question. Followed me around there for a while.
Well, for the land's sake.
You got eyes that just bore right through a fella.
Well, I do know.
If he names me, I'm a gone goose. That's all they are to it. Fella's life wouldn't be worth a nickel with that mob.
Oh, well, I don't believe they'd do nothing to you, Lum, even if they knowed it.
Yeah, that's just all you know about. You ought to hear them talk. Hanging's all that's going to satisfy that bunch. They've got together amongst themselves now and made up a $100 reward for whoever finds her.
$100 reward? For the land's sake.
They're even talking about getting some bloodhounds out here. And if they do, it's all off. They've got.
Oh, my, yeah. Everybody ain't got a chance if them things ever get on your trail. I know you look funny, Lum, sitting up in a limb or some tree with a pack of dogs sitting down there baying at you, and you...
Got me to where I feel like a criminal. You said, Jumpy, I can't hardly stay in my clothes. Nervous as a rabbit's nose.
Well, now, you ain't done nothing against the law. You never kidnapped me, Lum. I come over here on my own accord. You never forced me to do it.
No, but they don't know that, though. They find out that you're here at my place, planing ain't going to do no good.
Well, couldn't you just sort of tell them that we just done it for a joke?
Yeah, but after them traipsing all over these mountains night and day for the last few days looking for you and putting up a reward to get you back and all that stuff, it ain't going to sound much like a joke to them.
Yeah, sure, they'd be mad all right, but I don't believe they'd hang you or nothing like that, though.
No, I reckon they wouldn't do that.
No.
The trouble is, they'll hate me worse than ever around here if they find out it was a fake kidnapping. That was the idea for the whole thing to start with. I wanted to rescue you so as to make a hero out of myself and make them think more of me.
Yeah, I know you did. And over there, just looks like it ain't working out like we thought it would, though.
No, I noticed that, too.
Yeah.
I lied, but this time I'd be the biggest hero Pine Ridge ever had. And I had pictures drawn in my mind of them carrying me down the street on their shoulders and all.
I had pictures drawn.
I could just hear them begging me to take charge of the silver mine again and all that.
When was that, Mom?
When was what?
When were they begging you to take charge of the mine again?
Oh, they ain't been begging me. That's what I want them to do.
Oh, I thought you said you heard them.
Well, I just heard them in my mind. Didn't think about it much. I reckon I just imagined it.
Well, I do know. Well, I never tried that, hearing with my mind.
Oh, yeah. Sort of like seeing things in your mind.
Seeing?
And you never lay awake at night and get to thinking and sort of see things?
No, I can't see nothing at night, Mom. Especially if it's dark. I just never could.
Well, I mean, close your eyes and see things.
Oh, no. I couldn't see nothing that way. No, whenever I close my eyes, I quit looking right then.
Why, of course you do. I'm talking about seeing with your mind.
No, as far as I know, I never use nothing but my eyes to see with.
Well, you've undoubtedly pictured things with your mind, sat around with your eyes shut and built air castles.
Built what?
Air... Never mind. Nothing.
Well, now, maybe I need some spectacles for my mind. Maybe my mind's weak.
Weak? It's weak, all right. I'm surprised, though, at you admitting to it.
Yeah?
Huh? Nothing. Just forget about it. I've got enough worries on my mind without trying to explain something to you. I've got to study up some way to get myself out of this scrape I've got myself in.
No, sir. I can't see a blame thing with them clothes.
This looks like the best thing to do is just call them all together and admit to the whole thing.
Well, I don't see how he does it. No, really, next time I get some spectacles, I'm going to get the octopus to examine my mind, too.
Abner, will you stop mumbling to yourself there? I'm trying to think. What are you holding your two fingers up in front of your face that way for?
Is that how many I've got up there?
Why, sure, can't you see?
No, not with my eyes closed. No, it won't work on me, like.
For goodness sake, stop that foolishness and listen.
I don't care nothing.
I mean, listen to me, what I've got to say.
Oh.
I'm about to decide to just call up everybody on the party line and just tell them this whole thing is a fake and you've been right here in my house all the time. Tell them just how come to do it. Tell them I was trying to make a hero out of myself so they'd think more of me and let me go ahead and run the silver mine.
Oh, my goodness, no, sir. If you done that after them tramping all over these mountains night and day looking for you, why, they'd be mad enough to run you out of town. You know that. They went to a lot of trouble around here, Lom, and they don't want it to turn out to be no joke.
Well, they ain't going to run me out of town, though, I'll tell you that. I'll save them all that trouble. I'll just leave town on my own accord. I don't appreciate it around here no way.
You mean leave Pine Ridge for good?
Well, may as well. Looks like I've made a mess of things. This idea weren't no count in the first place. I see that right now. Just downright selfishness on my part. Where I was causing Elizabeth all that worry and making a lot of trouble for everybody else. I never stopped to think about them things, just thinking about myself. That's what I was doing.
Oh, well, now, they'll all get over that, Mom. Quicker you take me back home and they find out that I ain't hurt no way, why, they'll forget all about it in 2 days' time.
No, I'm just ashamed of myself over it. Best thing for me to do is just to make a confess of the whole thing and then move to somewhere else. Start all over with myself. Sell off what little stuff I've got. Just move to some other town.
Now, Lom, that would be the foolishest thing that you ever done. Why, you're getting along in years, Lom. You can't start all over again now. Your friends is all here in Pine Ridge and everything else.
Friends? There ain't five people in this town that'll speak to me. No, I'll call up Elizabeth and tell her you're safe, and then you better go on over home, Abner. It's the only way out.
No, now, Lon, now, it ain't the only way out. No such a thing. Now, wait a minute, now. Don't do that
no,
now.
No, right, Abner. I can leave this away with a clear conscience.
Well, now, please don't do that, Lon. Now, wait a minute. We'll figure some other way out of it. Now, just hold on a minute. Why, you can't leave Pine Ridge this away.
What's the reason I can't leave Pine Ridge?
Well, Lon, you just ain't got no place to go. You ain't got no relays, had no arm, no family, or nothing else. You've got to stay here amongst your friends.
Well, it ain't cause I want to, Abner. I know I won't be happy no other place at Pine Ridge, but maybe someday they'll see where they're blaming an innocent man when they accuse me of beating them out of their money on that silver mine.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lon. Now, before you do that, let me go out and explain to them. Lon, now, don't do that. Now, please don't. Now, let's cut it over first, anyway.
Get away, Abner. Now, leave
me
alone.
Well, give me that receiver.
I told you to get away now, Abner. Wait a minute.
Now, don't, Lon.
Hello? Elizabeth?
Now, Lon, don't do that, please. Now, don't
tell
her.
This is Lom Edder.
Now, wait a minute, Lom. There's somebody at the door.
Well, tell him to come in.
Well, I can't. I've got to hide.
Well, ain't no use for you to hide now. I'm just fixing to tell Elizabeth. Come in. Well, honey, Dick. I'll be through here in just a minute, Dick. Come in.
Well, for goodness sake, Abner. Where'd you come from?
Hello? Elizabeth?
Why,
I just called you up to the
station. Lon, just now rescued me from a bunch of kidnappers a while ago.
Wait a minute, Elizabeth. Somebody just come in.
For goodness sake.
Oh, yeah, had an awful time.
Now, mind now what you're saying there, Abner. I'll call you back directly, Elizabeth.
I'll tell you soon,
Peter. I'll tell you now, though. Abner's over here at my place, and he's safe and sound. Goodbye.
Well, here, tell me about this. We've been looking everywhere for you, Abner. Where'd you find him, Lon?
I never found him, Dick. He's just making that up.
He did, too, Dick. He just a while ago rescued me from a kidnapper. With three men with his bare fist to do it, too.
Well, I never done no such a thing, Abner. You did, too.
I reckon I ought to know who saved my life. The trouble with him, Dick, he's just afeard that if he admits to it, why, the folks around here will try to make a hero out of him. He told me a while ago that he was going to tell everybody that he kidnapped me himself just so that folks wouldn't make all over him. He's too modest. That's his trouble. I know that I'm going to tell him a straight of it. I was rescued by Lom Edders, and you can just go tell everybody that I'm back home and he's the man that done it. He's the biggest hero that Pine Ridge ever had, even if he won't admit to it.
So in spite of himself, Lom may still become a hero in the eyes of his fellow townsmen. And now, here's a good idea for the younger folk who listen to Lum and Abner. Next time you have a get-together, why not make your own chocolate malted milk? Here's all you have to do. Just mix some Horlicks chocolate malted milk powder with good cold water or milk, and it's ready to drink. A regular chocolate malted milk. Horlicks made this way is really one swell drink. Always welcome and refreshing. A fine, energy-giving drink, too, for the cooler evenings to come. And a welcome change for breakfast, too, in place of coffee, tea, or plain milk. Tell Mother how wholesome and nourishing Horlicks is, and ask her to get you some. She can get a package at the drugstore, but tell her to be sure it's Horlicks chocolate malted milk. Or, if you prefer it, she can get Horlicks for you in the natural flavor. This is Carlton British, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horley, who now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at the same time.